Hello, this is Ian speaking.
Hi, Ian. This is Stanley Lee from New Wave Opinion calling. Did we call you too early?
No, that's fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I also have the another editor of the site, Yifang, with me on the line.
Hi, Stanley.
Oh, okay. Am I on speakerphone, am I?
Yeah, you are. You are on speakerphone.
Yep, no problem.
Okay. So, are you ready to chat about the questions that we have in mind for your company?
Yeah, sure. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, Ian, thank you for having us here. Let's start with the very first question. Did you really move to Vancouver because you fell in love with this city?
No, I actually moved to Vancouver because I fell in love with my wife, who is born in Vancouver, Hong Kong Chinese parents, but we met in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And my wife, who is, you know, as I said, a Vancouver-born Hong Kong Chinese,
I
had always wanted to move back to Vancouver, and we both love the city. We do love the city, but, you know, I'd be lying if I said I simply moved here because I love the city. I moved here because of my wife.
Okay. So are you, like, before you, did South China Morning Post ever have a journalist just living here and covering this city? Are you, like, the first
one? Well, we never had a staff correspondent, but we have always covered the city. You might know Petty Fong, who used to work for the Vancouver Sun and the CBC, and I think she's at Langara College now teaching journalism. Peg used to write a regular column for us, as well as writing stories for the South China Morning Post. In fact, I hired Peg when I was the foreign editor at the South China Morning Post.
I see. So do you find this place unique from a journalist's point of view? I mean, this city.
I think it is unique, specifically in terms of the South China Morning Post's readership.
Uh-huh.
The importance of Vancouver to the SCMP is reflected in, you know, the very large numbers of Vancouver people who live in Hong Kong.
I see.
And the very large numbers of Hong Kong people who live in Vancouver. You know, there's this big back and forth. So, for instance, in Hong Kong, you know, there are 300,000 Canadians living in Hong Kong. You know, a city of about 6 million. So it's 5% of the entire population. It's a huge population. And, you know, just roughly speaking, you'd probably guess that at least half of that population, or about half of that population, is from Vancouver. You know, it's pretty evenly split down the middle between Vancouverites and Toronto people. So, Vancouver's always held a very special place among the readership for the South China Morning Post. You know, and the demographic factors that make Vancouver unique are what make it important to the SCMP.
Okay, so now we have this housing crisis.
Yes.
What's your interpretation? Like, is it just a supply crisis? Is foreign money the major or dominant
factor? Well, I would say it's definitely, you know, the cliched answer is to say that a market is always about supply and demand.
Yeah, of course.
But that's an easy out, because if you don't have enough supply, demand is relative demand goes up, and if you don't, you know, and if you've got a huge amount of demand, then relative supply goes down, even if supply hasn't changed at all. Now, I would say that if you look at the way the prices have fluctuated, specifically in recent years when prices have gone through the roof, there hasn't been any major fluctuation in terms of supply.
Uh-huh.
There's been a fluctuation in terms of relative supply, but if anything, supply has gone up. You know, if you look recently, you know, we've seen record levels of housing approvals.
Uh-huh.
And the correlation between supply, you know, raw supply, that is houses that are listed, not houses listed at any time, but houses that are listed over time, hasn't fluctuated greatly. So supply, I don't think, is the I think the issue comes back to demand, and demand is something that most definitely fluctuates. And, you know, I think that, you know, from pretty clearly from the data that I've seen, a very large portion of that demand is foreign money. I don't say foreign buyers, I don't say foreign investors, I say foreign money. And that can most definitely come from Vancouver residents, as well as foreign buyers, but also from Vancouver residents. So I think people need to be, you know, clear about what they're talking about. But yeah, I do think that the thing that distinguishes Vancouver's market, that distinguishes it from other Canadian cities and from even from Toronto, which has problems but nothing like Vancouver's, is foreign money. I think that's pretty clear.
So do you think, like at least from your coverage in your correspondence, that the foreign money it's outpacing the demand for like specific kind of housing much faster than how quickly supplies can be replenished up?
Yes and no. I mean, I think that I don't say outpacing. I mean, because, you know, the market is set where it is. I think the prices are exactly where the balance of supply and demand dictates. There is a very, very strong demand among Chinese money, foreign money, Chinese money we're talking about, the single-family homes. And that is most definitely in limited supply, most definitely in limited supply. And that's reflected in, you know, sky-high land values. What we talk about in terms of the affordability crisis in Vancouver, yes, we have a rental affordability crisis too, but really what we really have is a land value affordability crisis. When you say outpacing, is it outpacing to keep, has it been outpacing over the past decade to keep prices static? Well, obviously, prices have gone ballistic. And I think over that time we've consistently seen, sky-high demand from Chinese buyers, that is ethnically Chinese buyers, who speak Chinese, who most likely are financed by foreign money, foreign earnings and foreign wealth. Foreign earnings and foreign wealth. And that's clear from a number of data points, and I'd like to go through those firstly.
Right.
Go on. Yeah, isn't this like something related to Vancouver's position in this world, or has something to do with Vancouver's economic structure? Because when people come over here, we spoke to many new immigrants here. What they say to us is always like something like, okay, we have this money, and we are PR status here. We would like to invest. We would like to create jobs. But, you know, this market is too small. There are not that many industry here in Vancouver. And it's just easier for them to... And the other thing is that what they see Vancouver as a city is that it's a retirement center. It's a place to rest. So... You know, absolutely. It's natural that the price of the housing market is going up and up because rich people love here. But isn't this maybe the direction for Vancouver in the future? I know many people don't like it, but it seems like it is happening right now. People just come over here for retirement from Asia.
Correct. Well, let's say from Asia, but specifically at the moment, we are specifically talking about from mainland China. I think there's still a vestigial amount coming from Hong Kong, and there's still some from Taiwan, but mainly we're talking about China.
Sorry for the interruption. What's your suggestion for young people? Because many of them are leaving. Is it true that if for a young person in their 20s, or early 30s, if you have a big aspiration or you have a big dream, probably you should either, if you're Asian, maybe go to Shanghai, Beijing, or Hong Kong, or go to the States, you know, just leave this place, or
I don't want to. I wouldn't advise anyone to do any of those sort of things. I mean, I don't see my job as to advise people as to, you know,
yeah,
where they take their lives. but the reality is that Vancouver is grossly unaffordable, that at least in terms of housing, a young person trying to get onto the property ladder won't be able to climb anywhere near as far as their parents did because the situation has changed radically. I think we have seen people making that decision. I'm not advocating it, but I think we have seen people take that decision to leave.
Yeah.
But in terms of solutions, I think that there are better solutions than, you know, than people packing up. And I think that is to do with curtailing the demand.
Okay.
I think that you're right that this is the way that the Vancouver market has developed. Absolutely, I completely agree that Vancouver has become a very attractive place for wealthy people to do a couple of things: to retire, to send their kids to school, to house their families, and by families I generally mean wives and children. I think that's a very very common themes among
wealthy. So maybe just a quick comment. Maybe if you young person, if you don't see that you can change what's going on in politics or the strategic direction of this area, maybe and you don't want to leave this place, maybe you just should invest your time and resource in this industry related to retirement, entertainment, etc.
I'll put the question in another way. Like, have you seen sufficient data points suggesting that if young people don't want to invest their resources figuring out how to serve the foreign money injected into here, then they are making the moves to leave because their incomes just can't match what it takes to afford living here?
I think other people have written about that. Other people have written about the flight of young people. I'm not entirely convinced that the phenomenon is super strong.
Uh-huh.
I think that people are willing to put up with relatively crappy jobs that pay relatively low amounts and to continue to be renters. For instance, we can see that Vancouver's got one of the highest rates of rentership amongst major cities. You know, I think it's something like over 50% or close to 50%. And that shows that people are willing to compromise other aspects of their lives because they really do want to live here. And that's very understandable because Vancouver is a very lovely mm-hmm. and livable city and people have okay. families and roots here. I don't know if that has happened I think it has happened to an extent. I mean, I think uh-huh. other people have looked at it. Other people have found data points. But I haven't written about it because I haven't seen the data points that convince me that it has occurred on a huge scale. I've certainly seen the data points that show that it is very, very hard for a young person, for a millennial, to get ahead in this city. But I haven't seen the data points that really convince me that there's been this massive flight
uh-huh.
of young people. It does happen. Anecdotally, it happens. And it probably is happening faster than it did and is probably happening faster here than in other cities. But, you know, other people have written about it. No, I haven't, because, you know, if it's a story that other people are willing to tell, then so be it. Yeah, I do see what you're getting at, which mm-hmm. is that you know, do people need to adapt to this to these changes
situation.
Rather than yeah. to resist them? Is that they're the two logical reactions? You either resist it or you adapt to it. Okay. You can do both.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there is. I don't think. I think it would be. I'd be very. I'm 46. I think it would be very presumptuous of me to tell a millennial that they have to. And I bought my home here in Vancouver in 2003.
Uh-huh.
So it would be very presumptuous of. And to an extent, I won the lottery. anyone who bought around that time won the lottery.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see that as a reflection of any great cleverness on my part. What it's a reflection of is that I got lucky, you know, that I happened to meet and fall in love with a Vancouver woman at that time.
Yeah.
And that we decided to get married at that time.
Okay.
So it would be presumptuous, I think, of me to tell a young person they need to adapt to this this new reality and that it's too late to change it. I think that there are ways of changing it.
Okay.
I think that it is very, very hard. I don't necessarily see Vancouver ever becoming a super affordable city. But I think that people are very entitled to resist it,
okay.
To resist this phenomenon.